Hello.
Yes, who is this?
This is Sarona Farrell.
Okay. I was returning a phone call. I believe you contacted phone number 718-552-0773 for Mr. Emmett a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And you said that Rosa gave you his number
No, like
for
my insurance on the spot insurance gave me the 877-760-1477. He started calling me from the 718 number.
He is calling the Mr. Emmett is calling you. He was calling you. And he's saying that you were calling her, him.
No, I called the 877-760-1477.
You were trying to contact us for
Yes.
service or
Yes.
to check a status.
Yeah, I was
Oh.
calling for service. Like, I don't know what's going on, and I kept telling him, "Sir, I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to get roadside assistance. That's
Oh,
it. I don't know."
roadside assistance. Maybe the calls got the lines got connected somehow when you were calling and he was with us on the line or something. I really don't know how that happened. That is kind of
Me
weird.
neither.
But you're
That
saying
is.
you're just calling for roadside assistance, not Rosa, because he's saying
Right.
she's
No,
telling me you
roadside
gave
assistance.
roadside assistance. Like, Rosa, you gave this lady my number and she needs a tow service and you gave her my number. I said, no, I didn't. So have you been helped already?
No, ma'am. I've been calling to get help.
Okay. Let me see one second, please.
Okay.
So yeah, let me see. Your number is 779-272-1045.
Yes, ma'am.
That is just the wow. Just the weirdest thing ever.
I
Because
know.
I was just helping
I
him
thought
and
my insurance was like lying to me. So I'm like, I called them back. I'm like, you gave me the wrong number. And then it was like, no, they confirmed it. And they was like, no, that's the number we have. We don't have any other number. I'm like, okay.
when you dialed the number you said 877 number, it went and connected you with one of our customers
Oh,
to the
wow.
718-552-0773.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me see. I'm looking at your number here to see if there's a previous call. Is this the first time you're calling?
No, this is second
Like,
or
have you
third time.
third time. Okay. So, who let me see if I can I have your phone number?
779-272-1045.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Sarona Farrell.
Serona.
Yes. Serona. Then Farrell, Farrow.
Okay, and let me see. I can help you out and complete this call. You've been on hold for a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding the status of today's service?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And you have acceptance insurance?
Yes.
Can I have the member ID number, please?
D as in David, A as in Apple, 149-600-00.
Okay, give me a second. Let me see if I can find that account. DA149600004 zeros.
Yes.
Bear with me. Okay, I do see an account here for future date. Is this a new account?
Yes.
It says future date of coverage tomorrow. Okay. All right. Do you have the effective date, producer code, and plan on the document they gave you, or in any form?
I'm looking at my email right now.
Because okay. I have a future date of coverage, so technically you're not covered until tomorrow. So I'm not sure how this one. But I can get the effective date, and maybe we can go through here, and then I'll tell you.
Okay. It say the same thing. The effective date starts the 24th. I don't know why, but it does. So you need the policy number.
You already gave me that information. But I need the effective date. Effective date will be maybe like a year early. Unless it's going to start tomorrow and then end on, say, effective date 7/24. But I need you to give it to me because we can't make one up. 7/24/2022, and then it ends on 7/24/2023. I need the effective date.
Yeah, that's what it is. It say on my paperwork the same thing. What you just said is what I'm seeing from my insurance.
So the effective date is tomorrow. And the producer plan and the producer code and plan?
You want that number again that I gave you?
No, I need something that says producer code before the number.
Can I send what I have to you? Can I email it over?
I don't have the ability to receive emails or text messages.
Oh, okay. It don't have a code on here. It don't say code. It just say pending effective date. It's tomorrow the 24th. Expiration is the 24th, 2023. Then it say policy number. It don't say a no type of code at all.
Yes, I kind of need the producer code and plan letter for this type of policy, and I can't pick one for you. Like, you have to provide that information to me.
So wait, I need a producer
code and plan letter.
Producer code.
And so you would be needing services tomorrow?
I guess so, because I thought once I paid today, it start immediately, and they told me it starts immediately. So
maybe with this numbers that is asking in the system, maybe with that those two numbers that I have, maybe it'll set you up for. I have several codes here, but I'm not sure which is the one you have, and I'm not sure which is the plan letter that you have either. So
this is a
what kind of plan you got?
SSR 22 plan.
SSR 22?
Yeah. And it has its own policy number with that. This is so confusing.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I will reach out to my supervisor. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I had a previous call like this before, and this one. Okay. Okay, let's see. Well, let me go ahead and make the question one more time. So it is, this is a future date of coverage. And I believe that when it's a future date of coverage, we can set you up for service, but you paid out of pocket and you submitted with your insurance policy for reimbursement consideration. That's what I understand, but I may be, things change every single day. So let me reach out to my supervisor and see how they want me to handle this one. Okay, one second.
Okay.
You may need to call back tomorrow or. Okay. Okay, I just sent in the. Question to my team lead. One second. Okay, my supervisor is saying that since your effective date is until tomorrow, that is how the system works. You would pay out of pocket for the service, and you can submit to your insurance policy for reimbursement consideration.
No, I guess I have to just wait. I just need my car towed to where I'm at right now. That's all. It went out, my starter went out on me, and I have no way of moving it where it's at, and it can't be there too long before it gets old.
Oh, okay, I see.
So,
Okay.
yeah.
No
So I'll
problem.
call back tomorrow because, I mean, I'm covered. So,
Yes, ma'am.
you know. So
Yes,
what
you
time
are.
you guys?
You do have insurance, but it will be effective until tomorrow. You could always call us back when you're ready. We are open 24/7.
So kind of call like after, call after 12 or call like 6 or
You can call at any time. We're open 24 hours, 7 days of the week.
okay, so it'll kick in like after 12 then. That's when the
If
insurance.
you, oh, when whenever you obtained it, the insurance, yes, maybe you just got it, yes, ma'am. It'd be best if you try us back after the time that you obtained it, so that you can
Oh, okay.
possibly, so you don't go wrong on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay. You're welcome.